I had always assumed that when Chaplin had finished City Lights in 1931, he had just had a very long holiday. But I now realise that this was a crucial crisis point in his life, where he may even have been contemplating other careers, and in particular a career in politics. The second half of the 1920s was a very depressing time for Chaplin. His second marriage to Lita Gray, in spite of the birth of his two sons, was taking a turn for the worse. While he was working on his film The Circus, the studios were destroyed by fire. In November 1926, his wife left him, taking their two sons with her. She very publicly filed for divorce in January 1927, and her complaint, with all its accusations of what she termed unnatural bedtime activities, was published as a leaflet for the whole of America to read. Work on The Circus was suspended during the divorce proceedings. Chaplin also had to deal with an issue with the Inland Revenue, which terminated in his being forced to pay $1 million in back taxes in April 1927, over and above a large divorce settlement. The studios actually went into receivership, work temporarily suspended under receivership. For many months, the studios were closed pending the divorce settlement. And between December 1926 and June 1927, a guard was put on the studio gates by the receivers, and the studios were closed. The Circus was finally premiered in January 1928, a silent film. And sound had already arrived with The Jazz Singer, which had been on the screens 3 months before that. Chaplin almost immediately started work on City Lights, which was to take nearly 3 years to complete. A few months later, in July, the first ever all-talking picture was released by Warner, called The Lights of New York. And Chaplin hadn't got past the note-taking stage for his own City Lights film. Another blow: in August 1928, his mother died. In December 1928, a company board meeting discussed at length the fact that there was a problem. Should the picture be silent or sound?